Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jules and Clementine with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, on March 5th, more than half a meter of rain saw the Daintree River rise above its major flood level within hours to almost 14 meters. Daintree rainforest businesses and residents say they're in limbo ahead of the Easter period after flash flooding rendered the region's lifeline car ferry inoperable for at least a fortnight. The World Heritage listed Daintree Rainforest in far north Queensland attracts hundreds of thousands of tourists each year. State Minister for Emergency Management Anne Leahy said Douglas Shire Council had been granted state and federal disaster recovery funding. She said the funding would cover the disaster response, cleanup, emergency repairs, and the reconstruction of essential public assets, including emergency fuel resupply. Queensland Energy Minister David Janzeki has written to his federal counterpart Chris Bowen, warning of the potential impacts of fuel security issues. He says the agricultural industry is at a high risk of significant disruptions within days. On Monday, Mr. Bowen met with the petroleum and diesel industry and is expected to hold further talks today. He said Australia had good stock level of petrol, diesel and jet fuel, but acknowledged the country was facing a surge in demand. Quote, every contract for demand that has previously been ordered for diesel, petrol, anything else is being honoured, end quote. In national news, Australia will provide military assistance to the Persian Gulf states impacted by Iranian missile and drone strikes. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has confirmed the Australian Defence Force will deploy an E-7A wedge-tail aircraft to the United Arab Emirates to protect and defend the region. Mr. Albanese said the wedge-tail provided long-range reconnaissance capabilities which would help protect and secure the airspace above the Gulf. 85 personnel will be deployed, leaving Australia today. The first priority of my government is and always will be to keep Australians safe. There are around 115,000 Australians in the Middle East, around 24,000 of those in the UAE, Mr. Albanese said. Helping Australians means helping the UAE and other nations to defend themselves. The opposition hasn't yet officially backed the deployment, but coalition frontbencher Dan Tehan told Radio National, absolutely, it is the right thing in principle for Australia to be doing. Defence Minister Richard Marles said the government would not take offensive action against Iran.
It's a bad day for many under 18s in Australia, with age verification needed to access R-rated games and websites. However, these new safety codes may be compromising user privacy. The new codes came into effect today and extend the measures put in place last year that saw under 16s banned from many social media platforms. It will require search engines, social media platforms, pornography websites, app stores, gaming providers, and generative AI systems, including chatbots, to put in place steps to prevent children from being exposed to age-inappropriate content. Data security around online age verification has been an issue in the past. Last year, Discord, an instant messaging and social media app, said about 70,000 users' government ID photos may have been leaked in a hack. But experts say that platforms don't need to retain this sort of information and that it can essentially be, quote, thrown away after the verification process, ensuring that there is a focus on protecting Australians' identities. In international news, five players from the Iranian women's soccer team who were labelled traitors on Iranian state TV for not singing the national anthem before a game are seeking asylum in Australia amid increasing fears the women would face prosecution on their return to Iran. The US President Donald Trump had previously criticised Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in a post on Truth Social, implying that the women were being forced to leave Australia at a time when they could be punished back home. But after a conversation with the Australian Prime Minister, Mr. Trump added, quote, I just spoke to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese of Australia concerning the Iranian national women's soccer team. He's on it. Five have already been taken care of and the rest are on their way, end quote. A family member of one of the athletes, alongside activists within the Iranian-Australian community, told the ABC that the players have evaded the team's handlers at their accommodation in the Gold Coast and are currently under police protection in Queensland. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.